There's a new troubling warning about climate change. A new study shows world sea levels could rise 6 feet by the end of this century if emissions go unchecked. That's double the earlier estimate from the UN Climate Science Panel. The new research is published in the Proceedings of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences. And joining us now is Professor Jonathan Bamber of the University of Bristol in the U.K. He's the lead author of this new study, and he's on Skype. Professor, tell us more about your findings. What does your research say?
Well, so, I mean, one of the questions I've been asked is, you know, why are the numbers so much bigger? And it's an obvious question. You know, did they get something wrong in the IPCC report, you know, the UN report that was published 6-7 years ago? And I wouldn't say they necessarily got anything wrong, but there's two key things that are kind of developments, if you like, in our study. One is that in the last 6 years or so since the IPCC report was published in 2013, we've realized that there are some important processes that affect the ice sheets, particularly Antarctica, that weren't included in the numerical models and the simulations previously. And that is one reason why the uncertainties have grown. And the second is that we're looking at a worst case scenario. You know, it could happen, but it's certainly not the most likely scenario.
And when you talk about different processes that are affecting the Antarctic ice sheet, what are those?
Yeah, so one of them is something called the marine ice cliff instability. This is only really important for the high-end warming scenarios that we consider in our study. That is like 5 degrees warming by 2100. At those kind of levels of warming, the ice shelves that buttress much of the grounded ice sheet in the interior of Antarctica, they start to melt away quite rapidly. And you get rapid ice loss. And that's a process that could be important, but it has certainly increased our range of possible future behaviors of Antarctica in particular.
Well, and if the worst case scenario that you're talking about comes true, what are the implications of that?
They're pretty grim. We're talking about existential threat to small island nations like the Marshall Islands in the Pacific and other atolls in the Pacific. They will become, at 2 meters of sea level rise, those small island states will become uninhabitable. We're talking about massive loss of land, you know, an area the size of Libya. We're talking about displacement of up to 187 million people potentially. That is an awful lot of people, you know, who are going to have to move to somewhere else.
And just to give people a sense of how many people that is, 187 million people, there were 1 million people who came to Europe as a result of the Syrian refugee crisis, and that overwhelmed a lot of countries.
Absolutely right. It's caused social discontent, social upheaval, and political upheaval, you know, throughout Europe. And that was, almost 200 times smaller number of people. So you kind of get an idea of how incredibly disruptive something like 2 meter sea level rise would be. It doesn't sound like a lot, but we're talking, you know, I mean, places like Florida, some of the major coastal cities, New York, San Francisco, Rio de Janeiro, Shanghai, London. We're not necessarily saying loss of life, but we're saying that you know, massive parts of the infrastructure of those huge cities will become unusable. And, you know, rather than kind of nuisance flooding that you get now, you're talking about daily flooding events and really pretty grim consequences.
And yet, you know, when we think about all of the stories that we hear and all the studies that come out that say things like what you're saying, maybe not exactly this, but pretty similar, it seems like it comes and goes without any real change with regard to climate change regulation, legislation all around the world.
That's a hard comment or a hard point for me to comment on, because I mean that really relates to, I think, the response from politicians and policymakers. Certainly,
but isn't that what has to happen in order for something real to change on this
issue? Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And I think that, you know, the Paris Agreement that was signed in 2015, I think, was a landmark agreement. Almost 200 nations signed up to that. That the trouble is that at the minute, it seems that it was largely kind of rhetoric rather than real action. So even since 2015, we've seen an increase in greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So things aren't going in the right direction. But having said that, you know, I do sense that there is a change in mood. I mean, not just amongst the public, but amongst politicians as well. So the UK government have declared it a climate emergency. So I think there is a sea change taking place. Whether we act quickly enough to avert some of the worst consequences of climate change remains to be seen. But it is in our gift to do that. We can do it. It's not an insurmountable challenge.
That is Jonathan Bamber, who's a professor of geography at the University of Bristol. He's the lead author of a new study that says the world's seas are rising faster than previously thought. Professor, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.